All right, everybody, welcome back to the Spartans, Wolverines, and Beards podcast. It's Jordan. We're talking recruiting, college basketball recruiting. You're just going to hear me today. Recruiting's my bag. Recruiting's my thing. And we didn't want to make our weekly episodes super long, so we decided I'll do a quick little 15-20-minute hitter here on the recent college basketball early signing period for both our Michigan Wolverines and Michigan State Spartans. So we'll do a quick, like I said, quick little 15-20 minutes here. I want to kind of run down both teams, what they signed, and what my thoughts are and what maybe the future looks like. So with that, before we get started, thanks again. If you're listening to this, please like and share us on any platform you are listening on. Give us the ratings, the reviews, 5-star reviews, Facebook, Twitter, wherever you're at on the social media world, please follow us, like, share, all that good stuff. If you're not already subscribed to the Watershed Voice, please give them a look. It's great local coverage for anything in the St. Joe County area. With that, let's dive right into this. So last week was the early signing period for college basketball. There is another signing period later in the first part of 2021. I'm not exactly sure what the date is, but I really wanted to jump into this because both Michigan and Michigan State have, at this point, signed all of their commits, which, at the way it stands right now, both of these classes would finish in the top 10. So let's start with Michigan State first. The headliner of this class is Max Christie, 6'6", 165, kind of a wing. He's listed as a shooting guard, but I project him in Izzo's offense more of like a three spot. Kind of, I could see him taking over that Aaron Henry type position for them. This kid's super athletic, can shoot it from all levels, good player to the basket. It's a massive signing, massive land for Michigan State. He's going to be the crown jewel of this class, no doubt. And honestly, I could see him kind of fitting into that Gary Harris mold type of player that Michigan State had a few years back. I actually think athletically he could be better than Gary Harris. Maybe a step below what Miles Bridges was, but also I think a better pure scorer than Bridges. You know, Bridges was more of a slasher, kind of get to the rim kind of guy. Christie, he can shoot it and shoots it confidently. Definitely a piece I think fits excellently in the Michigan State offense. Move down their class here, Jaden Akins, a point guard. And he's listed as a point guard. He's 6'3", quick. Anybody that watched last week, Ipsy Prep took on Team Sizzle on ESPN2, I believe it was. And Jaden Akins is the point guard for that team with Imani Bates. The kid is quick. He's got a good first step with the ball in his hand. Good facilitator from what you can see, at least. Obviously, in the high school game, it's kind of hard to tell. And then that Ipsy Prep Team Sizzle game was a little bit sloppy. But, you know, that's high school basketball. It's going to be that way. I think he can – he's not a guy I see stepping on campus and being a day one starter as a true freshman, but he'll definitely be in the rotation as a true freshman. Kind of a Tum-Tum Naren type, but more of a scorer. He can shoot, but he's, you know Naren, if all you Michigan State fans, you remember that dude didn't have a jumper to save his soul. Like, if it was beyond the free throw line, you might as well just sag off. That's not Akins there. He can definitely shoot a little bit better than that. But I just, what I'm comparing him there is the quickness and ability to get to the basket. It'll be interesting to see how he fits into that role. Obviously, you have to expect Rocket Watts to be leaving early after this season. I mean, by projections, that's kind of the way it would look. So we'll see. Maybe he does step in right away. If not, I think he's a guy that benefits from being a role player for the first year. And then the other player that Michigan State has at this point is Pierre Brooks, another wing player, 6'5", 180. All in all, he's a good, round, well-rounded player. This is a guy that when you normally look at a Michigan State class, it's like, okay, this is the focal point of the class. Like, they're going to build around this guy, and we're going to make everything else fit here. It just happens that, well, he's the lowest rated guy in this class because there's two guys rated that are significantly higher with Christie. Akins is slightly rated higher, but Pierre Brooks is normally a guy where you would say, oh, yeah, there's a good flagship to our class. Well, he gets to be a role player in this class, which is huge for the Spartans. I could see him being a year one, maybe necessarily not a starter again, but definitely going to contribute significant minutes. And he's exactly like an Aaron Henry, a Gabe Brown type, good athletic, can score from all three levels. And from what I've read, I haven't seen a whole lot of hype or a whole lot of tape on him, but he's got some dog in him, which is what a lot of Michigan State basketball players know. Those dudes that just buy into the program and really love what Tom Izzo brings as a coach. So right now, all they have are three people. I do see some room potentially for some growth here. I could see one, maybe two more spots to fill this class out. But you know, that's all depends on roster attrition and everything. It's so hard to tell right now for sure. It's early. Everything going on with COVID, who knows if the season's even going to happen. But right now I could see one or two more spots potentially with whatever attrition could happen. Michigan State sits sixth overall in the country, but the thing that I like to look at a lot with this is their average per recruit. And I go off of 24/7 sports for any recruiting people. I like their rankings better because they take a composite of all the major sites. But right now, Michigan State sits at a 98.02 overall average per recruit rating, which is extremely good. I mean, that's in the Kentucky and the Duke ranges of normal years. I mean, if you went off of the average per recruit, I believe they would be second in the nation behind only Kentucky right now. So just something to take into consideration. Class is small right now, but it's small with good quality. And that's always a big help when the people you're bringing in and the players you're bringing in are quality players. With that, I think let's quick get into Michigan. Much bigger class right now. Michigan has six players signed. They did get all letters of intent signed. Juwan Howard actually tweeted it last week that they had all of them, so he can actually officially talk about the players. Michigan does sit at the number one class in the country right now, but like we said, there's six players in that class. Their average ranking is 96.53, so like we just said, Michigan State's at 98.02. Their average per recruit is higher. Michigan's obviously higher in the rankings because of more players. I mean, you add three more players, the total points, that's just kind of how it works out. But if you get into the actual recruits of the Wolverines, Juwan Howard finally gets the five stars that he's been chasing since he got there. He lands two guys in Caleb Houston being the first that he on 24/7, he's listed as a power forward. I just don't see that. I mean, he's 6'8", 205, long. This kid's a shooter. I mean, he, from a lot of things I read, he's one of the best pure shooters in the class, maybe behind the number one player, Patrick Baldwin, but this kid can stroke it. So that's, I mean, obviously anytime you've got a player that can knock it down from deep at a high range, that's huge. Not exactly considered a one and done. He's obviously has the potential to be, but there's a lot of guys that say he could be a 2-year player, which, you know, anytime you have that, that's a great when you get a 5-star talent. You mean that it's more time to have him develop into your system. The other 5-star Michigan has is Musa Diabite. I'm probably butchering that name. I've heard it said 3 or 4 different ways. He's French, playing down at IMG in Florida, though. 6'10", 215, listed as a power forward. Probably true. He's more of a stretch four. He's physical and aggressive enough he could get in and play with the five and bang with a lot of those big guys if he really needs to. His biggest thing is he's just tenacious. The kid's he's aggressive. He's super, super, super athletic. Somebody that pairs extremely well with Hunter Dickinson, assuming that Dickinson sticks around for a couple years. Those two playing side by side could be a nightmare in the paint for a lot of teams. Like I said, 6'10", very, very athletic. Kind of more of a stretch big is what you'd classify him as. Not a great shooter from distance, but can shoot it from the three line. Okay, I guess would be the way I would categorize it. Move down the list. They've got 3 4-stars and a 3-star also signed, letters in. I'll start first with Frankie Collins. So like we've mentioned with the Michigan State stuff, we saw Jaden Akins on TV last week. if you stayed up late enough and watched, Frankie Collins was also on after the Sizzle versus Yipsy Prep game, and he dominated the game. I mean, he looked like a player that was quick. He looked like a player that was aggressive. He looked like a player that was confident. I mean, he didn't – there was no shortage of confidence in his game at all. The big knock on him is he's not the greatest shooter. Something he's admitted that he's not the greatest shooter, but he is working on his shot. A lot of comparisons here to Xavier Simpson. Just a dog, plays defense, super, super, super quick step and get to the rim, no problem. I really think Frankie Collins and Jaden Akins are like clones of each other. Akins is probably a better shooter than Collins, but as far as their ability to control the offense and get to the basket, it's going to be fun to watch these two go head-to-head for the next couple years with Michigan State. I think Frankie's got some real dog in him, and if he can develop that jumper a little bit from three, he could become really deadly. The next two, or I guess we'll go down next. Next guy we have, Grand Rapids Christian, local kid, Kobe Bufkin. Listed as a shooting guard, another guy you can see, just he's a wing. I mean, I don't think with Juwan Howard's system, it's not position. It's, you know, what fit are you? 6'4", 175. This kid's a scorer. He can fill it up from everywhere. I mean, he's got a good jumper from three. He's deadly from the mid-range. Super athletic. Can get to the basket virtually whenever he wants. He's a great piece to be on this team with the three guys I listed ahead of him, and he could potentially be the third or fourth option on this offense. That's like perfect for his game. He's not somebody that's going to be ball dominant and needs the ball to score. He can put him on the ball and he can make some plays, but I think he thrives more in an off ball role and can really bring some versatility to this offense. Next on the list, Isaiah Barnes from Simeon in Chicago, 6'6" wing, 180. Another guy, very athletic, streaky shooter, but not afraid to shoot it. He likes to shoot from three. You watch some of his tape and he knocks down everything you see. And then you watch some other ones where it's like, well, yeah, he did, but he jacked up a bunch of shots. So his kid's not afraid to shoot it. He's confident, likes to shoot, can shoot. The big thing for him, the big knock on him, and the reason that he's not rated higher from everything I've read is just consistency. Can he put it together on a game in, game out basis? So another good piece, another glue guy, 2-3 year player that can just grow and develop and hopefully find his niche in the system. And then the last guy we have here is my favorite name, Will Cheddar. I do know that it's actually pronounced correctly, but it's spelled T-S-C-H-E-T-T-E-R, but it's pronounced Cheddar. The T-S apparently is silent. This is a kid from Minnesota that's just not super highly rated, and he's not somebody that you ever hear about. Like he has no social media. Like this kid's just quiet and just likes basketball. He likes to play. He's actually has Division I scholarship offer to play tight end for Minnesota, and he shot it down. Like didn't even want to entertain it. Like he wants to play basketball. He's a different piece. This is that guy that when you're chasing these five stars, like Juwan's been trying, you've got to have players like this that'll be a 4-year guy who's going to be there. Probably not going to see the court his first year, and if he does, it's in mop-up roles. More likely going to be a year 2 to 3 player, but just is so versatile. Dude knocks it down from everywhere in high school, averages like 30-plus in Minnesota. He's the biggest question will be when the step up a competition is how does he evolve into that, because, you know, he's coming from a small high school in Minnesota where he pretty much dominates, and he doesn't see the competition like he'll see in the Big Ten. So it'll be interesting to see what he turns out into, but I think it's going to be a 3 or 4 year thing with him before we finally find anything out about him. Scholarship situation for the Wolverines. I think with being six guys, they're probably done unless, and this is a big unless, but I would say that the only spots available potentially would be if a big fish really wanted to come. So there's a lot of buzz out there right now about Chet Holmgren because of, like we talked about, with his game against Gypsy Prep, and then he was visiting Ann Arbor after that because the game was played in Ann Arbor at Concordia. If somebody like that were to be interested and say, hey, I want to come, then I could see a seventh spot for that. But otherwise, there's not going to be any other pieces that I see rounding this class out. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be the six that you have, unless, like I said, some big dog wants to join the class. But right now, the class sits number one overall in the country. Obviously, there's still a good ways to go. A lot of top targets still out there. But right now, Wolverines sit number one. Spartans sit number six. So the future of this rivalry really, really, really looks bright. And it's going to be a fun couple years, I have a feeling, for basketball. So with all the downs that both programs are going through with football, I think basketball is something that everybody is looking forward to in this moment. But that's my quick little 15-minute hit on the basketball signing period. If you have some questions or whatever, feel free, shoot us a message. Something that you want answered or questions about recruiting or whatever, feel free, hit us up. I love to talk recruiting anytime I can. And like I said when I brought this in, please share us on Facebook, Twitter, tell a friend about our podcast. We would appreciate it. Whatever platform you're listening to us on, please subscribe to it so that when these episodes drop and you get a special random episode like this, it falls right into your playlist. So thank you again for listening to it. Look for our weekly episode. I think we'll be recording tomorrow, and we'll drop at our normal time, hopefully, as long as we don't have any more technical issues. But otherwise, I'm signing out for the day, and thanks for listening. Go Blue!